Hi, everybody. Welcome to Therapy After the Hour. My name is Liana.
And I'm Holly.
And we are here to talk about the holidays. Welcome to episode one. We're super excited to be here with you guys. This is our first time doing this, we'll be honest. So, if it's a little choppy, we apologize. We'll only get better with time. So give us some grace. But we are really here to talk about what it is like to what struggle looks like around the holidays and some tips and resources we can give to you guys that can be helpful during this time, because it's not always the easiest time for everybody. So to start off, I'll ask Holly a question. Holly, what do you struggle with around the holidays?
I think that the primary thing I struggle with right now is when you are in a relationship and the two of you have differing views of what celebrating the holiday is and the type of movies that you watch, so you have to try to compromise. I'm definitely a National Lampoon's type of person, and my partner prefers all Hallmark all the time, as I do appreciate it. But I want to see, you know, A Christmas Story.
Valid.
Those kind of things. It's also that gift-giving season and trying to figure out, who are you getting gifts for? Am I close enough to you to get a gift? Do I feel obligated to give gifts? Kind of that struggle. So those are probably two of the primary things at this current moment. How about you?
Gift-giving is a tough one. I agree with that one. I'd say it's right now what I'm struggling with is, where do I spend my time? Because I am living with some family at the moment, but do I want to travel back up north and see more family? Do I want to travel down south to hang out with friends? I don't really know where I want to put my time at the moment. So that's been a little bit of a struggle for me, and I've been trying to figure that one out. And it's hard because everyone celebrates it a little bit differently. And it's not just Christmas I'm celebrating, it's also Hanukkah. And so it's being able to blend the holidays for me, which has always been interesting. When it comes to family, I think being able to communicate and figure this one out is so important, because I always think about where my safe space is going to be over the holidays and where I'm going to feel the most comfortable, the most loved, the most supported, and the most validated with where I'm at in my life right now. Because I think the thing with the holidays is that it can be really tough going into a family scene and talking about, who are you dating? Where are you at in life? And it's like, do I have to answer these questions over and over and over again? That's tiring for me. What do you think?
I think, honestly, since you brought up family, that definitely hits for me. You know, I have a large extended family, but right now my mom is the only one that I'm actually close with. You know, and we live states apart, which is really difficult on the holidays because she's also alone, newly retired. So she's going through a life transition and kind of just firsthand kind of seeing what it's like. Well, you have a parent transitioning into, you know, an aging population. You're also having a somewhat transition with them, you know, because they're talking about content that isn't easy to talk about, and they're feeling like, you know, sense of alone or loneliness, and you want to try to fill that void with them, but recognizing that you can't take that on. So the holidays with that, I think, is difficult because you want to try to be there, but you can't necessarily be.
Yeah, that traveling is tough. And I'll also touch on, since my background is with sport, kind of what it was like being an athlete during the holidays, especially when playing in college. I mean, you never really knew when it was your time to go home, depending on the tournament that you were entering towards the end of the year. And so that traveling piece was always tough. And it's like, do I want to go home? Do I want to travel with the team even? How far do we even want to take this? And there's a lot of thoughts that come in during that time, which makes it difficult. But it is nice to be with people who are in the same boat as you. It makes it easy to kind of relate to others. But to all my athletes out there that are kind of struggling, I would love to hear from you. What has been hard for you during the holidays? What are some things that you want to hear us touch on? And what are some skills that maybe you'd like to implement or learn? Because having patience during this time is super important. Self-care is also super important. And that's something we wanted to talk about as well, with the safe space. And I think, Holly, you had some great tips on some self-care and safe space ideas that you wanted to dive into. So why don't you do that for me?
Okay. So as far as safe space, the way I try to describe it for those that are familiar with DBT and for those that aren't, the stop skill is kind of what it sounds like. It gives you a break to take a step back, you know, to kind of see what's in your environment, and that you don't pass go and re-engage until you're in a place where you're able to do that. So around the holidays, we know stores are busy, you know, we're going to, you know, social gatherings, the roads are busy, so there's that potential for road rage. So it's utilizing the stop or this wait skill to give yourself a break. So an example would be, if you experience road rage, when you get in the car, give yourself a moment to take a few deep breaths before you put your foot on the gas.
That road rage is tough.
It is. It really is. But then also recognizing that if you're anxious and you're frustrated and you're getting to family or you're getting back home, don't get out of your car until you've allowed yourself to take a few deep breaths and to de-escalate, because you're going to bring that frustration into the environment that you're going into.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to give yourself that downtime to, you know, use mindfulness, take some deep breaths, maybe put on a song that you like, and let yourself kind of come back down so that you're not bringing that anger or that rage or that sadness or whatever you're holding in into the environments that you're then passing into.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anna, what has been kind of your scene when it comes to safe space?
I think, really, like I said earlier, gravitating towards people that I feel comfortable with. I think it's super important, like what you said just now, about emotionally regulating before hopping into these spaces that may not be so safe, because that happens, right? I mean, we are entering family spaces where people love to talk politics around the holidays, people love to use religion in there, and whatever else is kind of trending at the moment family-wise, right? And so it can be difficult to head into a family space where we don't feel the most supported. And finding that safe space almost sometimes has to come from ourselves. Sometimes that safe space isn't even provided by the family that we're at. And so with the self-care piece of all of this, maintaining boundaries, I think, is super, super important, because family dynamics during the holidays, they are different for everybody. I mean, no one's family is the same. And when you bring friends in to your family dynamic, that's a whole another stressful piece in there, because it's like, are we going to get along? Or is my family going to say something that's going to, I don't know, seem a little suspicious, a little questionable? I have no idea. I can't control the situation. And that is also a big piece of it too, is control. What can you control? What can you not control? If you're heading into an unsupported space, if it's not feeling like a safe space, the things we can control are ourselves at the end of the day, right? So our behavior, our response, our attitude, and our communication, right? And if that breaks down, it might go a little left, and we're going to have to figure that one out. But I think having a game plan going into these kind of spaces is super, super important.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of working on acceptance around the holidays.
Yeah.
Radical acceptance it can be a very tough skill to do,
mm-hmm.
but it's literally, you're just accepting the facts. So it's accepting your family, your friends for who they are, because that is who they are. You can't change it. You can have these ideals of what you want them to be, but it's recognizing they are who they are, or that the holiday season, going to stores, you know, you may feel a little bit grinchy around the holidays, mm-hmm. and you have this Christmas music that starts playing in October. So it's accepting the fact that that is going to happen. You can't go in and turn it off. And if you go in all ragey, you know, you're not having a good time. You may be rude to other customers, and it just kind of sets you up for a downfall. So in my therapeutic approach, I like to give imagery and metaphors. So one way that I describe radical acceptance and trying to fight what is like trying to chisel at a glacier or an iceberg with a toothpick, right? You're never going to get to the end of that. You're going to get tired. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get angry. You're going to take it out on everybody around you. And at the end of the day, that glacier is still going to be standing there. So it's giving yourself that, recognizing what things can I take, like Liana was talking about. What do I have control over, right? I can't control what is. I can only control myself and what I can modify. So, you know, I think piggybacking off of that is really just understanding around the holidays. There's a lot of things we don't have control over.
So many things.
Right, but then using the things that we Well, you can. So I like to use the thought algorithm, right? When it comes to the holidays, we can either focus and keep going through our TikTok and looking at everything that makes us hate the holidays more, or relating to how everybody's having all of these problems of communication and just gooing and oozing in that space, instead of allowing yourself to kind of scroll through your thoughts and go, what are some more neutral or positive things that I can come up with? Or when you're coming up with a cope ahead strategy, we are humans are really good at making game plans of how to make the situation as bad as possible, or similar to what happened to the year before that, instead of coming up with a strategy of how can I handle it different this year so it doesn't continue the way that it has been.
Valid point.
We're really good at holding on to the past and then replaying.
We love that. So what I like to call that is a trauma imprint. Because around this time of the year, your body just knows. I mean, any time of the year where you've experienced some kind of trauma, some very negative, emotional, heightened experience, when that time comes around next year, your body remembers it. So when we wonder, why are we feeling so sad? I don't know. Nothing's really triggered this. It might be the time of the year. And you might not have realized it. And that is tough because the body carries so much memory. And the brain handles it subconsciously, right? And so when we start to feel down, or when we're starting to think that we're experiencing seasonal affective depression, even, yeah, it's getting dark real early. That's depressing me. On top of it getting a little chilly. Mind you, we're in Tampa, so it's not that chilly, but it's chilly for us. And it's just, there's a lot of moving parts here. And so when we're entering spaces where our bodies are remembering that we didn't like this time of the year, yeah, we're maybe a little bit more bound to start something again this year because it's natural, right? This is an automatic habit reaction. Fighting these are tough, and it's not the easiest thing to break a habit, and that's why people love New Year's resolutions. And I have an interesting take on New Year's resolutions, and I'm wondering, Holly, what do you think about resolutions being made at that time?
So I think it's hard because I think a lot of us see people that make their resolution to get healthy and to go to the gym. And obviously we know there's an uptick in gym memberships.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So the gyms get packed for about a month or two. But one thing that I've really tried to start implementing is identify something that I want to modify for myself in starting maybe a month ahead of time.
Right.
So if I want to start going to the gym more, starting in November, so that by the time the new year hits, I've already built up a routine and, you know, heading into a habit.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to keep, and there's not quite as much pressure as, I made this New Year's resolution.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a lot of pressure, and then there's a lot of shame when you don't adhere to that, because it's just such a struggle. But if you can do it before that, and you don't have that heavy weight of that New Year's expectation, it can even be a little bit easier to maintain.
Oh, I agree. I love that. So my hot take isn't too much of a hot take then, because I agree. I think that setting New Year's resolutions, yes, we love to set them on the first of the year, right? We love to feel refreshed and renewed. My thing is always, what better time than the present to start making change, right? Because it is pretty easy to tell ourselves, okay, let me give myself 30 more days to kind of eat all this chocolate, and by January 1st and cold turkeying it, I'm not even going to have one piece. Lies. I'm gonna have a piece.
Lies, so many pieces.
I'm gonna have a piece and I'm gonna feel bad. And I'm gonna feel bad. I didn't even hit my goal. I couldn't even keep to my New Year's resolution. What good am I gonna be this year if I can't even hold on to that for the first 30 days in the new year?
I gained a good 20 pounds in December when I'm waiting until January 1st because I eat absolutely everything because I was like, I'm starting fresh.
Right,
starting fresh. I'm eating everything.
I
don't even have to like it. I mean, because I can. You give yourself an out.
It's an out. And if we keep giving ourselves outs, it's just going to, that is a habit in itself, you guys. And it's hard to break that because it's so easy to tell ourselves one thing and our actual intentions are a whole other thing. And so I think intentions during the holidays and intentions with this specific topic of just New Year's resolution is important because we will say one thing and completely act.
I'm trying to set a budget. I'm going to start using a budget 1-1, right? You give yourself an out to spend all of your money during the holidays.
Oh my gosh, yes. All of it. And oh god.
Oh my god. You have negative fun overdraft fees by the time you hit your New Year's resolution.
And then who's happy at the beginning of the new year? Not me.
You're broke, you put on 20 pounds.
Stress. Guys, you see how quick this took a turn. No, but it's real life and this stuff is not easy. And I know you're hearing us as therapists coming to you. And I hope this actually makes us feel more personable because we are you at the end of the day, right? We went to school, we took the courses, we have the degrees, we have the licensure, and yet struggle is a thing. And just because we know what we're talking about doesn't mean that we always are able to utilize it at the best time for ourselves as well. Because I know I struggle with that. I mean, my awareness, she's great. That's self-awareness, I got that one. It's the behavioral activation piece that sometimes kind of kicks me in the butt. And so it is not easy, right? And so I want you guys to understand that we're building this podcast to make us feel like we are with you. Because yes, we're helping you and we love to help you guys. I mean, come to us with anything. We're here to talk about any and everything. We'll never not try and help, right? Just realize that you're therapists and people too, as any medical professional. I mean, nurses during the holidays, doctors, anybody that's trying to get anything in before the new year, that's stressful.
Yep. No one minds about it.
Yeah. And they don't touch about it in school too. And so to my fellow therapists that are out there listening, shout out BU real quick. Because I miss you guys. It's just, we don't talk about it in school. It's kind of take the courses, take your classes, get on your way.
Yeah.
What does that even look like for us? How do you navigate relationships? How do you navigate friendships when you move away? How do you navigate starting a new career, taking on people's everyday issues? And then you've got to navigate your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's real stuff, you guys. And so with the holidays coming up, we can totally relate and empathize with you on the family dynamics piece of it, because we all have our own kind of family dynamics going on. And so it's not always the easiest thing to do. But when it